Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thursday. I'm laughing because happy Thursday. I could have said happy August and been just as unsure of whether it was August or December. Mm. I'm telling you, it's the craziest damn thing.
It's so weird.
This is okay.
It's so weird.
We're nowhere near the end of this. And don't you agree it's already gone on longer than you thought it would?
Yeah.
Because, like I said last week, we have a general sense of how things go. Someone breaks up with you. You're in for a few bad months, few bad weeks. Then you're going to meet someone else. You're going to be okay. You get the flu. You're going to feel like hell for 3 days. Then you're going to want a McDonald's cheeseburger. This thing, when it first started, felt like it's going to be a bad spring. But we're going to be okay by summer.
Right.
People were like,
we're America. We're going to get this figured out.
People were not canceling events in like June and July. Like, well, this will be done by then.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Certainly we'll have it figured out by June.
Yep.
TGS Live.
Yeah. I remember, I'll never forget walking in and talking to our promotion staff and saying, hey, I hate to jinx this, but no one's mentioned it. Is there any chance we're going to cancel TGS Live? And they looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
I think at this point, we're closer to Christmas than we are to like when the whole, COVID thing first really started and fired up. And that doesn't seem possible. Like, it might as well be March.
I mean, we're already talking about how this is going to affect Halloween. I mean, and that's still months away.
You know, another thing, too, is I have been operating in a very Pollyannish way that we're going to get a vaccine. And when we get the vaccine, that's it. We're done. We're just moving back on with life. The more I read about it, that's not the way it works. That even if we get a good vaccine, there are somewhere between 20 and 40% of the population who will not take it. And, and that's not the only problem, but just it's not over that week.
Right.
And that's the way my mind works.
Right.
That's the kind of problem solver I am. This sucks. Let's figure it out. We figured it out. We solved it. Let's move on. That's not this.
It's not.
It doesn't feel like it.
I hadn't read anything about it yet. I'd also been assuming once we get the vaccine, it's done.
I think it'll take a while for it to. I mean, the day they say we have the vaccine, it doesn't end there.
I mean, the markets go crazy. Everyone feels better, and we should.
Right.
But it's not like no one else is going to die. No one else is going to get sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. I know it's been 100 years since we had something like this, but now that I know we have things like this, my head's always going to be on a swivel. Mm-hmm. It's truly PTSD. It's like if you get mugged, you're probably not going to get mugged going to Pizza Hut, but you're going to feel like you're going to get mugged.
Yeah.
And once COVID-19 is truly under control, I'm always going to just be waiting for the next one.
Right.
Which I hate. No one wants to live like that.
You're going to be first in line for the vaccine, or are you going to wait?
I take it right now.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like that, somewhere between Russia, where they're like, hey, we mixed some stuff in a bowl and gave it to my daughter, we're good.
Yeah.
And us, and I know that doctors, especially scientists, hear this and think I'm such a knuckle dragger, but I feel like it's overkill. Like, we could probably roll drugs out there, especially something like this, a little quicker than
I think there's a lot of doctors that would agree with that, that we get in our own way sometimes, and testing, proper testing is obviously of the utmost importance, but sometimes I think it goes on a little too long. It's the whole, you know, right to try thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you volunteer to be tested on?
It's a great question. It would depend on what they could tell me. If they could somehow, and I know this is just make-believe, but if they could somehow ensure me that at worst you're going to get sick, you're not going to die.
At worst, yeah, you're going to get coronavirus.
Yeah, at worst.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Where would you be on that? Like, the worst, like, we think with this is probably going in the right direction. Yeah. There's three things that could happen to you, Dave. We could figure out that it really worked, and you seem to have the antibodies, and maybe this is a good vaccine. A bunch of nothing happens, or worst case scenario,
yeah,
you get coronavirus. Would you?
If I didn't have kids, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really would.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, especially with Phoebe still being 15 and needing some raising, that I couldn't in good conscience do that. But if I didn't, I 100% would. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of there too. And yeah, a lot of people saying like, no, I'll take round two. I'm not taking round one.
It's smart. I mean, I get it.
I guess.
But I'm a round wonder.
I'm a round wonder also.
Yeah.
Round wonder.
Tony was saying something. He was texting with me earlier today about what to talk about on the show, and said, you know, hockey playoffs. And does anyone know? Does anyone care? And I had no idea. I mean, again, it's like wearing a full body condom all the time because I just feel so disconnected from other stuff.
Yeah. The NHL has
I'm sorry to interrupt. Said like, hey, do you want the Blues to win another Stanley Cup? I'd say, F yeah. But if it's like, how excited are you about the game tonight? And I'd be like, what?
Think of how different it was to like last year. People, I mean, tens of thousands of people 50 feet away from us in that park.
Yeah.
Just crowding in and watching it on the big screen. And now it's like, Blues are in the playoffs. What? What's going on?
Let's use that number. Let's say there were 10,000 people at the Blues Stanley Cup championship parade. If that was the number, 10,000, how many of those people realized that the Blues are in the playoffs right now?
Oh.
I say 1,000. One out of every 10.
I was just going to say maybe 10%. 10 to 20% maybe.
Definitely not your casual fan.
The Blues have been playing for weeks.
Yeah.
And the playoffs have started. And they lost game one, by the way, if anybody's wondering. and I haven't seen or heard anyone talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. I haven't seen anything on the news. My friends that watch sports and, you know, like, I am not as big of a sports fan as I used to be, but I still have always been somebody that's pretty up to speed on at least what's happening, you know, like, you know, what place the teams are in, how we're doing, who the, you know, players are doing good and which players are doing bad. I couldn't tell you one thing about this Blues team this season that's been going on here for the last couple weeks. I couldn't have a conversation about them whatsoever. And usually, even the non-hockey fans know, like, oh, the Blues are in the playoffs. You know, they finished in first. They finished in third. They're in the playoffs. We're underway. It's, you know, everybody's bleeding blue. There's you know, flags on the the streetlights in the city and everything. And now this is in the playoffs, right after winning the Stanley Cup. This is their chance to try to defend the cup, and nobody even knows. Nobody is even paying attention.
I know there are a lot of reasons for it, and I know that it counts, but I think a lot of us feel like nothing during this period counts. Because this isn't real.
Everybody's just like, this is just an asterisk.
Like, this this is just...
I know they're playing, but it doesn't count. It doesn't... It's not real.
Sports just feel so small right now. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's the result of them not being around for so long. I think it's probably more likely the result of just we have so many bigger problems on a day-to-day basis.
It's probably also, when you do hear about sports, you hear about
politics.
COVID.
And the news.
Yeah.
It's all blended.
Isn't that terrible? Look, I'm not going to go off on a tangent, and I don't think Colin Kaepernick ruined the world or people who kneel at the anthem are terrible people. I don't think any of those things. But in my heart of hearts, I just wish sports could have remained pure.
Yeah. It just sucks.
Everything.
Yeah, it just sucks that sports is now also part of
not just the also,
news.
But kind of primarily.
Yeah.
That's one of the primary places where the culture wars are fought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything left?
I wish people could put down their elephant and donkey, you know, blue and red.
Yeah.
And just sit down and watch a game together. And I feel like up until very, very recently, that was exactly what people did. But now,
is there literally anything left? I mean, families.
I don't think there's ever been anything left. I mean, everything is political, in my opinion. I mean, I don't. When people are like, "Yeah, I don't really follow politics," I don't really understand that because everything is political. Everything has been political. At least I think through my life, there's always been some element of politics. Something. The way you feel about politics has colored the way that you look at everything.
Boy, it didn't.
Whether you realize it or not.
It didn't for me.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
That has really changed with your generation. I understand why it's like that for you. And if I were your age, it would be the same. But it did not matter to me.
Yeah?
At all.
Nope. And that was always the standard answer from coaches, team, you know, sports broadcasters, athletes. You know, you would have the occasional athlete that wanted to use their platform to, you know, speak on an issue, but they would do it outside. They wouldn't do it on the field. They would do it outside. And that was, there's nothing wrong with that. But that was always kind of the pat answer is like, we're not going to get into politics. If you tried to like bring a coach, you know, of a press, you know, in a press conference, if somebody tried to ask a
head coach or just really in general life.
Yeah, they would just say, you know, we're not, you know, we're here to talk about the game. We're not.
I know, Andrew, to you, like, don't talk about religion or politics in polite company seems like something from the Twilight Zone, but that really was the way it was.
Yeah.
And someone like me.
Not that long ago.
I mean, I'm only 55. When I was your age at 30, I would have said I was a Democrat because my mom and dad were Democrats because my dad was in the Carpenters Union. But if you said, what does that mean? I couldn't have spoken for 60 seconds.
Even as an adult, we wouldn't, like at Christmas or Thanksgiving, big family gatherings, at no point would somebody say the name of the president. Like there would be no discussion that went in.
And
I guess that must make your point then, right? Like your point that nothing really is pure anymore, that I could be, you know, 30 and saying, what are you talking about? No, nothing's ever been pure. Everything's always been political.
It's always been fights and arguments, and
you know, oh, you're a Christian. Well, I'm an atheist and you're the biggest idiot in the whole world or whatever. Like, it's always how it's.
And I think
been
like most things, when I was 30, me and the world were probably too detached and letting things happen, and we didn't know or care, and the people who were into it were just dorks. That was on us. We should have been more engaged. Now I think we could probably do to be less.
Yeah.
Like, we've overcorrected.
Yeah.
Will it bounce back? Ever?
I think everything does.
I do, too.
I think it will. I think everything does.
I think it's a long way off.
I think the people,
but I think it will bounce back.
I think the people who are the most disconnected, I mean, they've got to be happier, right? Like, there's never any good news, no matter what side you're on, no matter what your beliefs are.
I mean, just think about vacations.
It's all garbage.
You know? Like, I talked to Rach, and she said, yeah, it's so nice to not have to have a take on Twitter.
Right.
It's so nice to see a story and know I'm not going to have a fight with someone.
Right.
And when I was in the Rocky Mountains, just going to Drudge once a day and going like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was better. It was just better.
So much better.
But see, I don't love it. I just happen to be in a job where now it is incumbent upon me to have opinions and takes. I miss the old days. I was never a political animal. I'm still, it's not where I live. It's not what interests me. If we could take a push a red button and it's just, hey, things are fine. Good.
You're not missing
anything. I'm not missing anything. Yeah. I'm not missing the intrigue. I'm not missing the battles. I'm not missing the loving a person and hating a person. Nope. Mm. I'm good.
That would be great. That would be so great.
Do we ever bounce back, like, in a, like, we talk all the time about how it never goes backwards. Like, what our parents thought,
yeah, right.
Like, you know, we're more quote-unquote extreme, yeah, or further than our parents were, our kids are further. Does that ever bounce back?
Here's what I think is going to happen. 10 years ago, the party that is the Democrat Party now, which I believe to be very far left, 10 years ago, people who would have said the things that Biden and Harris are going to say would have been whack jobs.
Yeah.
Total whack jobs, tiny little fringe element.
Just go back and watch any Bill Clinton speech.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen to conservatives. I think within, by the time, Andrew, you're my age, that it's going to go so far left that people like Mark and Annie and Kilmeade and people who believe those kinds of things, it's going to flip. And they will be very passionate, but a smaller group. They'll be viewed as like, oh my God, look at these guys. Mm-hmm. And then it'll come back again, mm-hmm, because things change. People don't stay in power or in good graces very long. But to see how quickly people have gone from insane wingnut communists,
yeah, extremists,
to mainline parties, mm-hmm, the same thing can happen with either party.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.